5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where we tell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Today is Christmas Eve. We almost completed this book before Christmas, but we'll have to complete it after. We only have one more episode to go to finish the book, and then who knows what will happen after that. But in case you didn't know, we are reading the book The Christmas Reindeer, written by Thornton W. Burgess, and today we are going to read chapters 19 and 20. I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas, and I also want to thank you for listening to this podcast. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Chapter 19, The Christmas Story. That was a never-to-be-forgotten summer to Tuktu and Aklak. A ship came in the harbor near which they were camped, and they had a chance to see how the white men lived on the ship and all the wonders that the ship contained. One of the white men spent much time at their camp asking through one of the herders who could speak his language, all sorts of questions, questions that made Tuktu and Aklak think that he knew very little. But then, when they in their turn began asking questions, he told them such wonderful things that they began to think that they knew very little. One day, as he sat watching Tuktu and her mother, Nuvaluk, making a coat with a hood attached, trimmed with a fringe of wolverine fur around the edge, he told them stories, and the story that he told of Christmas was the story that Tuktu liked best of all. She told it to Aklak. "What do you think, Aklak?" she said. "The children outside of our beautiful Northland have no reindeer. Most of them have never seen a reindeer." "What drags their sleds, then? Dogs?" demanded the practical Aklak. "No," replied Tuktu. "They have other animals called horses, but they cannot be beautiful like our deer, for they have no antlers." "But all those children have heard of our reindeer, Aklak, and there is a certain time in the winter called Christmas, when in the night, after everyone is asleep, there comes the children's saint and visits each home. And Aklak, he comes with reindeer." Aklak looked up quickly. "The good spirit?" he cried. Tuktu's eyes were shining as she nodded. "It must be," she said, "for who else would have reindeer? And listen, Aklak, he is short and round and shakes when he laughs, and he has a white beard and a fur-trimmed coat and a fur-trimmed hat, and his reindeer take him right up on the roofs of the houses, and then he takes a pack on his back and goes right down the chimney, and he leaves gifts for little children while they are asleep. And if any little boy or little girl lies awake and peeps and tries to see him, he doesn't leave any presents for that little girl or that little boy, and they never do see him. When he has made his visit, he goes right up the chimney again and jumps in his sleigh and calls to his reindeer, and away he goes to the next stopping place. And he makes all those visits in one night. No wonder he wants reindeer. No wonder he wants the very best reindeer." "But if no one ever sees him, how do they know what he looks like?" demanded practical Aklak. "Oh," replied Tuktu, "it is only on the night before Christmas that he never is seen. I mean, he is never seen coming down the chimney and putting the gifts for the children where they will find them. But he is seen often going about before Christmas, for he has to find out who have been good that they may receive presents, and the children give him letters and tell him what they want, and if they have been good, he tries to give them what they want. So he leaves the Northland early, sometime before Christmas, and goes out into the great world. Then he returns for the gifts, and the night before Christmas makes that wonderful flying trip with a deer. He loves reindeer." "Of course he loves reindeer," Aklak interrupted. how could he help loving the reindeer? Aren't they the most important animals in all the great world? That is what I said, but the man said that horses are more important down there. I asked him if they ate the meat of the horses, and he said no. And I asked him if they made clothing from their skins, and he said no. And he said they were important because they worked for men. Aklak shrugged his shoulders. The reindeer work for men also. They carry us where we want to go. We do not have to carry food for them, for they find it for themselves. They furnish us with food and clothing and our tents. I would not, for the world, live down there where there are no reindeer. Did the man tell you anything else? Tuktu's eyes were like stars. Yes, said she. He said that all over that land at Christmas time they have beautiful green trees covered with lights at night and many shining things. And sometimes these trees are hung with presents for the boys and girls, and sometimes the good saint appears at one of these trees and with his own hands gives the gifts to the children. But the very day after Christmas he disappears, and he is seen no more until the Christmas season comes again, and no one knows where he is. All the children wonder and wonder where he is all through the year, but they have never been able to find out. Did you tell the man that we know? Aklak asked. Tuktu shook her head. He wouldn't believe, said she. But we do know, Aklak, for that children's saint is the good spirit who lives in the valley of the good spirit. Oh, Aklak, wouldn't it be too wonderful if he would choose our deer for that marvelous Christmas journey? Chapter 20. The Great Temptation. Tuktu and Aklak loved the summer by the shore, yet both were impatient for the coming of the time when the herds would move up to the Valley of the Good Spirit. The 8 deer Aklak had so carefully trained had been grazing with the herd all summer. The 2 children had kept their secret well, but oh, how eager they were to see if the Good Spirit would choose any of their deer. At last, the big herd moved, and as before, Kutok took the 2 children with him to watch that the deer should not leave the valley without knowledge of the herders. When they got there, they found grazing near the camp Speedfoot, the missing deer, which Tuktu had seen chosen in the Valley of the Good Spirit. Looking at the ears, they found Kutok's mark, but also a new mark, the mark of the Good Spirit, for it was unlike any other mark in all that region. This splendid deer and 7 others were grazing near the hut, and Kutok and Aklak promptly fastened them that they might not go back with the herd. For were not these the blessed deer? But the herd moved on. Looking over towards the hills around the valley, the children could see the grazing deer in the distance, but they were not too far away to tell one deer from another. This year, Aklak spent less time hunting than he had the previous year. He could think of nothing but those 8 deer. If the good spirit chooses all of them, how wonderful it would be. I do hope he will, said he. Tuktu hoped so too, but she didn't say so. She merely reminded Aklak that only one of his father's deer had been chosen the year before. As the days slipped by, Aklak was less and less certain that his deer would be chosen. Finally, he confessed to Tuktu that if the good spirit would just take one, he would be satisfied. He will, I know he will, replied Tuktu. One morning, when their father was off hunting, Aklak proposed that they take the 2 pack deer and go over to the edge of the Valley of the Good Spirit where they could look down into it. Tuktu shook her head, and there was a startled look in her big eyes. Oh, no, Aklak, she cried. We mustn't do that. Why not? Demanded Aklak. You went down into the valley last year. Why should you be afraid to do it again? But I didn't go of my own will, cried Tuktu. I was taken there without knowing I was going, and that is very different. I think the good spirit knew and meant for me to come. Well, anyway, said Aklak, let's go up on the hills where we can look down on the curtain of beautiful mist. That will do no harm. Besides, I want to see if those deer I trained are all right. But Tuktu would not be moved. Do Do you remember the story the white man told and that I told you? She demanded. Aklak nodded. What of it? Said he. Do you not remember that the children who peek not only never see the good saint when he visits them at Christmas, but get no gifts? Aklak hung his head. Yes, he admitted, I remember, but this is different. No, said Tuktu, it is not different. Have we not always been told that the deer people only may visit the Valley of the Good Spirit? If we should anger the Good Spirit, our deer would not be chosen. Perhaps they won't be anyway, declared Aklak. Perhaps they won't, agreed Tuktu, but I know the Good Spirit will know that we trained them for him, and if he does not choose them for his Christmas journey, I think he will be pleased. Aklak, we mustn't do anything so dreadful as even to seem to be spying on the Good Spirit. If he wants us to visit him, I am sure he will let us know in some way. Aklak looked over towards the specks dotting the distant hillside, the deer feeding above Kringle Valley. He sighed. Of course you are right, Tuktu, said he. But, oh dear, I should so like to look down in that valley. His face brightened suddenly. Perhaps we'll have a fog, he exclaimed. If we have a fog, we'll just get on the two pack deer, and perhaps they'll take us in there. I'll ride Whitefoot, because he has been there before. We won't do anything of the kind, replied Tuktu decidedly. That would be just as bad as going right up in there ourselves. Aklak, I feel in my bones that the Good Spirit is going to choose some of our deer. So let's forget all about wanting to see into that valley.
Swift Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the Space Shuttle has earned its place in history and has come to a final stop.